Que je te sors, moi, oui. Willing halacha in this chabura, and the first question should be, is what is the achiv of limud Torah? And that's him. There are three different sugyas to discuss this aspect. One is our sugya in brachas and daflam heim and beis. The second is sugya in adarim davches, that I assume learned in shivishim esachtas. The gemara menachas and daftalik tesa and beis. I'd like to go through all three sugyas, try to put them together, make halacha lemaisa. Then end off the gedima, what to go learn first, and what should be afterwards. First, we have a gemara in adarim and davches. The Gemara there says, "Amav Gidol Morav, Ime Eshkem VeEshna Parak Zeh, Eshna Mesechta Zu." Someone said, "I'll get up on this parak, this Mesechta." Neder Gadol Nodol Lekay Yisrael. He made a neder. He has to go do it. In fact, the Gemara, "I Mushba VeOimin Mahar Sinai, Vein Shvur Chalpan Ashvur Yevchiyah VeLimin Atayro." The Gemara ends off because you might think you can pat yourself the Kriyashma Shachris VeArvis. You might think the Limin Atayro. You pat yourself saying once Kriyashma in the morning, once in the evening. Therefore, comes along over here, the halacha, that's why it's not there's no shvu over here. Kamashman, that's why there's a shvu over here of nether gadol case of galun disparak. That means limna toro, yimikarim kriyashma shakos v'arvith. And therefore, now the person says, I can learn this mesechto, we have the shvu, they have to go keep it. This halacha is brought down in Yodei, Reish Gimel, and the Chaim Simon Reish Lam and Ches. The Mishvu and Reish Lam and Ches points out, being down mamash this Gemara, he says, the person says, I can learn this mesechto, this parak. Either bayam mitzav the sugya of neder, v'loy oid, a person does an hoga toiver, he starts doing something. Also, the bayam mitzav the sugya of neder. There he says, when a person starts learning something, what should he go do? He should come along and say b'li neder. Otherwise, says the Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to finish it that day. The Mechaber says you not finish it that day; you finish it that night. The Pesachet Shuva and the beginning Hilchos Talmud Torah, Reish Ben Vav discusses, can you finish it the next day? You say you learned two halachas a day in Lashon Hara. You did not do it that day. You have to finish it that night. If not, then the question can be mekayim it tomorrow. They point out, upon this Mishnah Berurah, a person says he can learn two halachas a day. Or, not only that, he starts doing two halachas a day. He plans to finish the cycle this time in 4 months. This time we'll get through it. A person says he can do daf yomi. This time we'll go through it. This time he says, no, it tells the chavrusa, I'm going to come 9:15 every day. This month, Shmir Sastarim. Whether he says it or he does it once, an ogot toivo. You have a bayam mitzad the sugya of neder. That means you have two ideas come from the sugya. No one mitzad neder, one mitzad limin atayro with a chiv limin atayro. You have a bayam, the person says or does an ogot toivo. You have a dim mitzad neder shibay to go keep it. That means I gave out sheets yesterday, shmir sastarim, and you told the chus we're going to do it this month. You do it one, twice, you have a bayam mitzad the sugya of neder. I the Maisel, the two halachos today in the Daf Yomi and the Shmiras Hasdarim, people plan safely neder, and if you don't, what to go do? Keep it. But what's the options? You know, some things happen sometimes. So Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Nishmas Avram, also brought down by the Piskei Tshuvas, he has a limud zchus. We know that on Erev Rosh Hashanah we say a Torah Sedarim, we end up being Maisel Maida that anything for the future, if we did not say the Lashon of Neder, it should be nichol negeder b'li neder. We know by Kol Nidre, by Yom Kippur, in numus nechsois, how people say it over, the Shiva Smir, they say the Lashon of the past, the Lashon of the future. And therefore, be semen upon Kol Nidre, or Taras Adarim, Seb Shlomo Zalman, there's a limud zchus what to be semen on. They point out, Lamaiso, the Mishnah Berurah, they also had a Taras Adarim, they also had Kol Nidre, and still said the Mishnah Berurah, what you going to do, you should say b'li neder. So it's a limud zchus weird to be makel, but the best thing is, first of all, keep your neder, keep your word. Or, if not that, every time you start doing something, whether you say it, or whether you know either way, say the idea of b'li neder. They do discuss, let's say you say a set time, you start every day 9:15. Fine, so then you go to chutz laretz, 9:15 where it's all chutz laretz. Interesting shayla among this forum, Machlokes of Chaim Kanievsky, Mr. Liashev of Schreinberg, to go after where you are, where you plan to go, to change the clock an hour. Which clock do you go by? Find these interesting shalas and get the sugya of neder. They get to our sugya, the idea of limud Torah over here. The Gemara sounds like it comes out. The person learns once in the morning by saying kriyashma, once in the evening. The mice is mekayim the inn of limud Torah. Is that so? So, first we mocked him. Avada Torah is very, very choshev. Kravli Torah's Picha, Ma'alfei, Zalva Chesev. No one's going to disagree with that concept. It's very choshev. We say every morning, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Mishnah beginning of Peyo. And the Mechaber, Laloch Lamais, and the Reshma Vav, Hilchas Talmud Torah, and Sifid Ches, he tells you that. He said, Talmud Torah Shekel Keneged Kulam Mitzvahs. Mechaber brings down the Schar, that you should just know that Talmud Torah is worth all the mitzvahs. The Chometz Chaim in the Akdomo to the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down where is the mitzvah? Is it learning a Shtickle Torah is one mitzvah? So he brings down the going at the beginning of Peah that kol teva v'teva, every single word is a mitzvah over here. Every word. It's not like you saw the concept that you learned. It's not the hour. Every single word is a mitzvah. How many words can you speak a minute? So Chometz Chaim writes in Torah Sabayis of Perek Beis, says you speak 200 words a minute. Now, obviously, it depends how quickly you speak. My mother was listening to last chapur, and he told me, please, talk slower. No, I can't hear you that well. Yishlotin, my sister, the quicker you speak, the more words you have, the more mitzvahs you have. I'm sorry, mommy. But my sister, as always, if you just make a cheshbon, let's say a person sits and learns for 1 hour. 1 hour, 60 minutes. In 60 minutes, you have 200 words a minute. Every word of Torah is kneged, tarik mitzvah, 613. So do just push your math, 613 times 200 times 60. How many mitzvahs do you get in 1 hour? 7,356,000 mitzvahs. So let's say every mitzvah is only worth $1. Let's make it cheap. $1 mitzvah. In 1 hour, you get over $7 million. Would you leave Seder early? Would you need a shmish as a storm for another 50 shekels? It's, you have to realize the chashivas of the mitzvah, the stam. Chavetz Chaim, when he quotes it over, he says, "Ve'ein keitz l'mitzvah." Chavetz Chaim, let's say, Yudbeis, Chavetz Chaim, he says, there's no limit to this schar over here. You have to realize, in 1 hour, it's over 7 million mitzvahs, over $7 million, at least, the Cholop office. Doylem likes quoting another Chavetz Chaim, in Maimon Torah, the Bayis, the Parakei, to understand the chashivas of Limud HaTorah. Let's say a person, he writes, was walking down the riverbank, he sees someone drowning. He jumps in, puts an effort, energy, and he saves a person. For the rest of his life, he's going to remember that day, that moment, that time that he saved a yid. He saved a person, a neshama. Mishvili niv ha'olam, every person is a whole world by itself. Alach has kama v'kama, you see a whole boat collapses. You go inside and say person after person. That day, the Simchas HaChaim they're going to go have over here, in Lishire. Fakerti says, someone's drowning, there's a fire, you have an opportunity to go save a person, save people. And you are not, you're afraid, fire, maybe, yeah, no. Get a little bit burnt over here. The rest of your life, you wonder, what could I have done? The Tzar, the Akmas Nefesh, I could have saved people, I could have done something. So the Chometz Chaim, the Gemara Megillah, Daf Zayin, Godel Talmud Torah me'atzolos nefoshes. Talmud Torah is more important than atzolos nefoshes. Of course, says the Chometz Chaim, if you're sitting and learning, someone's drowning, v'vat the Torah, Torah me'vdei ma'isel. If it's e'ef shal day acher. But if you ask a person, says the Chometz Chaim, Reuven is sitting and learning for 1 hour. Shimon, the same hour, saved a bunch of people. Saved a person. Who is bigger, who is greater, who has more chashivas? Reuven who sat and learnt an hour. That's more important. Avadim Avatul Torah to go save a person. But what's more choshev? Limud HaTorah. Rudisi Kaplan, he says over, they would come home. One time came home late, but him must be very late. And the rabbi said, Issa, what happened? Why are you late? So he said, you just know, there's a bagua, there's a terrorist attack. And I'm mamish on the bus, and I smashed down the door. And I took one person out, and one person, and the other person up there. I'm saving people, and mamash, and then that's all, and this whole story. Wow, amazing. Well, oh my God, where is this? What happened exactly? I did one thing and dropped bad even more than that. Yeah, what would you do? I learned to tell you for an extra hour. Not sure how happy his wife was. But he said, Shabbat. Godel, Talmud Torah, Yitzhak Matzal, Sefashis. More important over here. So, the Chashivas is again. Kneged Tarek Mitzvahs, the Chashivas over here is Ein Leshara, Ein Leketz, and the Vada, it's more than Tzolos Nefoshes, which everyone understands and appreciates over here. But go through technically, what is the mechayiv put upon a person to go learn? It sounds like again from the sugya, you say Kriyat Shema once a morning, once a night, l'maisa, that's enough. Not only that, the Yishayel of Gemara Menachos, you tell that to Am Oretz, not tell that to Am Oretz. The Amor, in Reish Ben Vav, Sefalo, Satov, saying, that you should go tell that to Am Oretz, the Shach, brings down Shalom with the Gears to Gemara, Machloik is Rav and Abaya. We pass like Rav, it's a mitzvah to go tell Am Oretz. Go tell them. Tell me, you say Kriyat Shema in the morning, Kriyat Shema at night, you mekayim lima atayro. Sounds like, that's enough. That's the mechayiv. On the Sugya Nedarim, Dav Ches, come along, they ran over there. And he says, can that be? I zechiv kol odom lilmei tomid. You have to constantly, every single second, according to how much koich as you have. As he quotes the pasuk, v'shinantim levenecha, she'edivetarim u'chudodim eficho. Somebody asks you a question, I'm a gam game. Do not make any mistakes over here. You have to know Torah, tomid, kefi koichai. I watched Pshat in the Gemara. So he says, you saw it all over the Dorim. That really depends if something's before Shbekra, is it Chal Shvo Par Shvo or not. Therefore, what's before Shbekra, B'Shafachal Uvkum Mechal. And therefore, to be kind, what says in the Torah before Sh is once in the morning, once a night. That the Gemara is a question. Ailuchua, Shvo Chal Par Shvo. That Gemara says, Mekayim Kriyat Shema Shachas V'Arvis. However, besides what's not before Shbekra, V'Shinantim Levenech, Yishidivar Toyo, V'Chudan Beficha, that's a chiv upon a person, Tomid, Kefi Karichai. So it comes out, they want to say, give a chiv to learn Kol Rega V'Rega, as much as you can, the Fi Karichai. On the Sugya over there, the same thing says the Ritva, another Pshat on the Sugya, same idea, a second Rishon. A third Rishon, the Reim over there brought down the Shittim Kubetzes, he brings down a second Pasuk, the Imatim Oysim Espenechem, says what the Gemara means, it's only a Din Shvua Medrabonon. A fourth Rishon in the Sugya over there, the Rambi, the Talmud, the Ramban, it means on the third pasuk, says v'gisa b'yom of a laylo, avadi avachiv to go learn every second. What the Gemara means? Who says you have to learn this parak? Who says you have to learn this mishnah? That's why the shvuah is chal upon it. It's at this parak, this mishnah over here. Tosfos and Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph discusses why, by the case of Sukkah, every time you go in, you make a bracha, you sit down. Also, by limud Torah, every single time you start learning, let's make a bracha. Why only once in the morning? So Tosfos yesh l'chalik. But in the case of Sukkah, every time you go out, the mitzvah stops. You go back in and starts again. Tzitzis, you take it off, you put it back on, make another bracha. Fill in the same thing. Torah doesn't stop. So Tosfos, the kol shah odom mechayv limud Torah, why be gisib b'yom of a laylo? Same thing brought down the Mordechai brachas in Ramat Chav Zayin. So we have a list of at least six Rishonim, Kamlo and Taino, and they have to answer the sugya, different ways of answering it. They have a chiv kefi koichai, to learn Talmud, whether v'shinantim levenecho, whether v'limatim oisim espenechem, whether v'gisa b'yom of a laylo, so Tosfos and the Mordechai, Ranbi, Re'im, Ritva, the Ran, the halacha is, you have a chiv to learn kefi koichai. Halacha, how do we paskin? There's a Beis Yosef in Sim Mem Zayin discussing why in the world by Birchas HaTorah there's only a bracha beforehand, where's the bracha afterwards? Brings down the Rashba, says the Beis Yosef, you know why there's no bracha after Limud HaTorah? There is no afterwards. It never stops. There is a constant chiv limud HaTorah over here. The Taz, a couple of times in the Arachayim, he brings down four different times, at least a chiv learning every single second. One time in the case of Chalamoid, a person learns a Chalamoid, he has a massive chiddush. Can you write it down? He says, what's the big deal? Learn the chiddush afterwards, after the Sukkot, after Pesach, and then write it down. He says, no, because you have a chiv to learn now, and you have a chiv to learn later, two different chiyuvim. Whatever, if you don't write it down now, it's El Chadava Ovid, the Gadol Mizeh. You have a chiv to every single time, now and later. So this is Dava Ovid, you can write it down on Chalamoid. The Goyin, the beginning of Masechta Peyo, when it said Talmud Torah Kineged Kulam, he says, what does it mean, Kriyat Shema Shachas V'Arvis? It means that's the minimal amount. When you have no other time, Chalapachas do this. But otherwise, he says, when you have more time, you have a chiv to learn constantly, and there he writes on every single word. You mekayim mitzvah Talmud Torah, the Torah Evin the Chagiga, the Graz has Hilchas Talmud Torah as for parochim about this. Also, Rechaim Sima Kufnan Vav, and the Mishabru and Sima Kufnan Hay was brought down this halacha of Kviitim. He says a vada if a person can learn, he is a chiyav al liyomish Sima Torah zemepicho. Anyone who does not learn is bavach Torah, is oivet vashem bozo, and you have to learn whenever you can. So we have one side very clear, numerous Rishonim and numerous places in Malach Lamaisa say like Kepashas has taught over in yeshivas, the person has learned Kefi Kaychai as much as he can, Kaureka Vareka. Asad Hasheni, Kamung Radvaz in Shuva, in Toptof Nuntes, he quotes the Ran, he says the Ran is a Das Yochid. His words are, Ein Odom Chayim Minatoy Lumatomid. It's not true. And he has a list of Yishanim that way. He quotes Rashi, he quotes the Re'im, he quotes the Ben Yoino, he quotes the Rajbo, he quotes the Ritva, he quotes the Rosh. He says the Ran is a Das Yochid. Now, the fact he says Re'im, they point out Yish Lodin. The fact he says the Ben Yoino, they point out the Steers of Ben Yoino. In fact, he says the Ritva also, not that simple. But there is also the Berchs Avram, the Sugi in the Dom Davches, he says it's also Meiri, it's also the Muki Yosef, it's also, there's a different Toysis that way. The Arsenal of Rishonim seem to say, Farkert. So it sounds like we have Machliks over here, Rishonim, what to go do. It's that the technical aspect of the Chiv Limna Torah. They do point out the truth that the Ran and Davches says, Fikoichoi, look at the Ran and Joshus and Josh Zayin, it's not the way. Who also steers Iran. So the question should be, what to go do? So simply you can say, it's very simple, we follow Gdolei Mapaiskim. We have the Mishnah Berurah, we have the Goyin, we have the Grazel here. They paskin every single second. But the ethical person should do, open up the Mechaber, see what the Shulchan Aruch says. There's a simon in Shulchan Aruch of Hilchas Talmud Torah, which people should learn, because you learn Talmud Torah, to know what the Lachas are. So you open up, there's a Hilchas Yerodeah, simon Reish Mem Vav. The first thing a person, I think, expects for it to say, the chiv to learn kol koychei lefi kol reka v'reka. That's what you expect it to say. You open up the mechaber, and he starts with saying very clearly, kol ish yisrael is chay b'talmud Torah. Every single person, whether ani or osher, whether shalom begufo or bal yisurim, whether you're a bachur or a very old person, whether ani goes after psochim, whether even married and children, he says, still you have a chiv limud Torah. What's the chiv? Words are chay lekvoy leizman l'talmud Torah. Chiv kvias itim. Read the mechaber. What's the mechayev? Kvias itim. It says, Ramov, you're stuck. Kriyashma once in the morning, once at night. Same thing you take out in Arachayim, Mr. Mekopton. Hey, says the mechaber over there. What's the mechayev? Chiv kvias itim. So expect, let's say, what's the nice kinnel over there say? Look at the Taz in Yerodeo. Look at the Shach in Yerodeo. Look at the nice kinnel on the page. What they can say on Shan the mechaber? They left it as is. They're not Moisef. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, and it was Achronim point out, or if you want, Birchavam, the Sugin Dal Ches Nedorim point out, read the Mechaber, you read the Ramah, read the Notz Kelman Yerodeah, the Chiv is what? Kvias Itim Latorah, not more than that. That's a simple reading. Mishibruan Kuftin Hay says, no, he disagrees. Expect Mishibruan to quote, read the Maramokim, whether we call some like Pirish Mishnai somewhere to quote. Quote, no, some Notz Kelman on the page. So Mishbua says the Maramokim is the Goy Mishnais. That means no one on the page says otherwise. Mishbua says Yechiv Fi Koychai because he's a Pirush Mishnais from the Goy, which you have to realize is a massive Chiddush. We have a Shulchan Aruch telling you what to go do, Mechaban onwards, that no one seems to say that means this level, that level, each one onto his own. No, Chiv is Kviyas Itim. The Pasha sounds like it's a Machlokes Rishonim, it's a Machlokes Apaiskim, the technical aspect of Limud Torah, is it Chiv Kviyas Itim, or is it Chiv Fi Koychai Korega Varega? They take it a step further, they point out, of course, not only Machlokes Rishonim and Paiskim, it's a Machlokes Amoraim, and before that, the Machlokes Tanoim, which leads us to the second Sugyo. The Gemara Menachos and that Tzadik Tesa obeys, the Gemara has a Mishnah over there discussing the Sugyo of Lechem upon him. Now, the Pasuk over there says, has to be Tomid, has to be constantly on the Shulchan. The Mishnah over there has Machlokes Tanakama versus Rabbi Yossi, how to go do that. The Tanakama says, when you put in the new one, you push out the old one. You slide it out. You take the new one and push out the old one, and it has to be on the Shulchan there constantly. Tomid. Come on, Rabbi Yossi says, no, as Gemara explains, once in the morning, once at night, that's Nichon the get of Tomid. And Machlokes, what the Lashon of Tomid is, once in the morning, once at night, it has to be a constant thing, all day, every day. They do point out how to read the pasuk them of the Shvisi Assembly Negri Slomit. What's Talmud over there mean? Fine. Well, the Negeta Sugya, come along the Gemara and says, further, once the beginning of Rabbi Yossi Shito, once in the morning, once at night, Omer Avami, from the words of Yossi, we see that person that says Kriyashma once in the morning, once at night, he's Mekayim with the pasuk, Eliyomish, Sefer Torah Zerim Picho. Mekayim with the pasuk in Yeshua, of leaving a Torah. Says Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Shimon ben Yochai, therefore, Kriyishma Shachs of Arvis, you may claim this Indian. Rava says in Mitzvah, go tell it to Amoritz. Based upon Rabbi Yochanan, Numus Amoraim, Rav Ami, Rabbi Yochanan, Shimon ben Yochai, Rava say, the loch is, Kriyishma Shachs of Arvis, that's the Maestah Indian, that's enough, that's Nichol Negeder of Talmud. The Gemara goes on further. It brings down the Ben Dimo, it's his uncle Rabbi Shmuel. It says, can I, who learn Kol HaTar Kulo, can I learn Chochmas Yavanis? Can I learn Greek? Can I learn science? Can I learn culture? So Shmuel said back to him, you can learn it Shloim Min HaYoyim V'Loim Min HaLaylo. You can learn, yeah, for sure. What's not day and what's not night. Get the Karef Ayin in between over there. Otherwise, you have to constantly, every single second, have to learn Torah over here. The Pashas, as a Chonim, or again, want the Be'er Savam, Signadar point out, what's the Machlaikis? Machlaikis is what the Chiyuv Lima Torah is, the Machlaikis Amarayim. Is the Yisoid over here, that once a morning, once a night, that's a technical Chiyuv, or the Machayiv is Mamash Kol Rega V'Rega, Kvi Koy Choy, which sounds like that's a Machlaikis, the Tanakama versus Abyeisi. So to be a great Shikoli, yeah, you have Machlaikis Tanoim, which is Machlaikis Amarayim, Machlaikis Rishonim, Machlaikis Apayiskim over here. Now there is another way to learn the sugya of Menachas of Daf Tzadik Tes. The Chofetz Chaim in Lekutei Halachos over there says different pshat. He wants to tell you that the Gemara is only arguing simply one aspect in the pasuk of the Yom Moshe Sefer Torah Zev Picho the Gisa B'Yom of Alaylo. In that pasuk per se, how could you mekayim the mitzvah? Are you mekayim it constantly, or once in the morning, once at night? Says the Chofetz Chaim, however, Avadli Matoyes Chiyav V'Koychay. We have other psukim shenantim levenecho. We lematim oisim espenechem. Bavada, the Gemara is discussing just one aspect of Levina Torah of one pasuk. But other psukim, bavada yevachiv. And this teretz pshan the sugya the chida said beforehand. The gracious like says after the Chofetz Chaim this malach, which we'll get to our sugya. See the chora the taisa rosh baros disagrees with the Chofetz Chaim. Does Rabbi Achosa disagrees with the Chofetz Chaim? But again, the Chofetz Chaim wants to say that sugya is a separate sugya. At the miyuch and the pasuk of Leomish Seva Torah Zemi Picho. So, my son, what to go do? Pashas Avadim, first of all, the Shalva Deraiso. Second, the Maisa Al Poiskim, Mishbur Graz, going the Maisa Al Machmur, Shalva Deraiso. Vadet Zirots Naboyo, Chshivas Kal Tarakulo. Avadim, we should learn, Pikoichai, as much as you can. The Mamish, that's the Chur, what we should have Avadu, and Avadim, that's the Chshivas HaMitzvah. But to take it a step further, now, the first time I get chavur about this was in Toshim Samach Gimel, about 17 years ago, 18 years ago. I was giving a chavur to Bachim. So one of the rabbis of the yeshiva came over to me and started giving me a mush shmuz before I give the chavur. He told me you should be very careful, you're playing with fire. He started saying, telling me, you say the wrong thing, you can get Gehenim for it. The rabbi is giving it to me. You gotta be very careful what you're saying, Gehenim, be careful. So my son, I cut out certain things what to go say. But I think over here, hopefully we have a mature Olam over here. Everyone sent the Chshivas Lima Torah, people are pushing themselves over here. Hagam, when I spoke to Ran Chodesh, Shavar Fuhr Shleimo, when I was speaking about the Sugi over here, I asked him, telling Bachum, telling Avreichim. So he told me, first of all, telling Bachum is no problem. But anyway, they have a Geshmakai, they enjoy it, they're Chias, Avreichim. Some of them, they need excuses. So telling him the Emes over here, they might be burned out, they have responsibilities, or chayism over here. Maybe the vreichim might be an issue. Be very careful with them. How to say things over. Fine. Myself, hopefully, we're Mavak Hashem is over here. The right thing, what to go do. I would like to go a step further over here. The Chofetz Chaim, in Hilchos Lashon Hara, it says when a person speaks Lashon Hara, he starts off with how many averis you can be over. He has 17 lavim, 14 assays, 3-4 ruim. Asay Yud Beis, he says, a person who speaks Lashon Hara, he's Mevatel, Limud Torah. He's over the Issa of Bittul Torah. When they read the Chofetz Chaim, he has a pasuk for every single lav and every single asay and every single aru, except for one. Limud Torah, he doesn't quote a pasuk for it. He doesn't say where he's getting it from. Agav Negeh to Lashon Hara, if you're over Bittul Torah, there is a chasnish, Chaim Mizan, disagrees. One time we speak Lashon Hara as the owner of Hara, you're not even the Issa Bittul Torah. Fine. The Sugya Lashon Hara, why that so? When you get to our Sugya, again he's saying you're even the Issa Bittul Torah and he does not have a Pasuk. Where's the Mechayiv of Limud HaTorah coming from?
So again, so we do have one option. The Ran and Dorm Darches says Vishnantu Levanecha She Divatari Mechudadim Eficha. Is that pasuk brought down by the Paiskim? Is it brought down that pasuk? Valoch Lamaisa. The Israelim say for mitzvahs. The Ran again brings it down. But they point out it's not brought down by the Paiskim. Not brought down by the other Rishonim. It's not brought down. They have one option. It's a drosha ba'alma. It's not the pasuk. A pasuk. You have a second option. Shnantim Levanecha. I teach your kids. Lav Dafka teaching you. But even more so, just analyze what's the title of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vishnantim levenecha v'dibarta bom." What's the title words? Is it going back on Torah, or going back on the parsha of Kriya Shema? What are we saying every single morning? V'dibarta bom. Is that on Torah or is that on Kriya Shema? So the Arsamech and the Hilchos Talmud Torah in Parak Aleph, and if you want the tziv beginning of Brachos or the Shakis Ayin Simin Aleph, he starts off really with this question. What the idea of the parsha, what the pasuk is going on? Kidu isav brachis is machlikis tnoim amaroyim if kriyashma is a dinder abonon or dinder aiso. We paskin that the first parsha is deraiso, the second parsha is a mavucho, but the first parsha is deraiso. Therefore, it says the Arsameach, once we paskin kriyashma is deraiso, that's with the bar to bomb. Therefore, shenantibul venech with the bar to bomb is going in kriyashma. Is not going back on Limud HaTorah of Torah Bim Chudad Meficha. It's only not the Mandi Yomar. Kriyashma is the Rabbanon. Therefore, says Shagas Arya, this is Taisha words over here. The words of Shnantim Levenecha is good words that brought down by the Paiskim. It's going back on Kriyashma. For he says Shagas Arya, even want to disagree with me and say Kriyashma is a Din Rabbanon, which we don't pass like. Once time of Shinantim Levanecha, you Mekayimit Bishapchov Kumecha, once in the morning, once at night. Even on that Pasuk, tell me, says Shakas Ayah, means once in the morning, once at night. So the quote that Pasuk, that's the Maramokum, the Ran says it, not brought down, they point out. That's not the title, it's how we seem to understand that Kriyashma is Deraisa. A fourth option in the Pasuk, Sefer Ein Mishpat, Vasha Eli's father, Zatzal, he writes in the Sugya, I think in Brachas. He says, why the mice is not brought down by the Paiskim, the Rambam and others? One time the Pasuk is in the Eitz HaTayva. It's not a Mechayiv, it's Eitz HaTayva. So you have different ways to say it, to tell you the Mechayiv Lim HaTayva Shinantim Levenecha Yish Lotan Harbe with the Ram. Not brought down. Elamaya, a second Pasuk. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yutessa, Bey, as the Gemara over there says, Omer Ovo, Asach Sich Aschulim, Ibu Ba'asei B'di Barta Bom. Speaking, the Bom, V'loi Dvar Mecherim. Speaking this and none other things. So again, we have Rava saying Isav Sichas Chulin, yet still in Torah. So again, number one, to answer why this is not a good raya with Ar Samech, again, the Shakas Ayin and Tziv, the Bar Tabon that's Rava holds the Shitasai, that Kriyashma is only the Rabbanon, we paskin Kriyashma is the Raisa, and therefore to learn out from that Pasuk, Chura is not Shal Alokha, that's Aleph. Second, the Chavetz Chaim himself in the Sayyid Beis, in the Berman Chaim, he speaks out, what happened to the Pasuk with the Bar Tabon? He asks this question. He ends off, Ule he has smachto. Maybe it's a smachto of Alma, not to learn out from that. Take it a step further. What is it? Issa Sichas Chulin? So, Be'etzim, the Ramah being down, Loch Lamaisel, and Sim Rishman involved in Sif Chofei, the Ramah says, Osla Dabes Sichas Chulin. It seems the Olam does not know this halacha. Osla Dabes Sichas Chulin, the Olam does not seem to know this halacha. Now the Olam, it seems the Mogavim Mishbur also did not know this halacha. It's brought down the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Kuflin involved in Aruch Haim, the longest Mishnebur, I think, and the longest Mogavim, discussing a list of things that's not brought down the Shulchan Aruch. Brings down Lashon Hara, brings down Avos Yisrael, Avos Ger, Midrash HaKetir Chok, Nekama, Netiya, Malach Tabadrachav, a list of mitzvahs and tries to find the mitzvahs. Says the Mogavim Mishbur, also, you should just know. Mogavram says that. Said Kiveger, it's Ramah. Bring down a list of things that you forgot. It's before Ramah this way. And then Mishabur comes along and brings it down also. You still have Kiveger, I assume. And he still also brings it down. So, each one of what exactly happened, why Mogavram Mishabur brings it down, but maybe to answer them is what is the Gedo Osladab Besichas Chulin? What's the definition? It's very important to know. It's a Lachon Shulchan Aruch. What does it mean Osladab Besichas Chulin? Sirashi Newman Daf Yitas, when he says it over, what's Sichas Chulim, what's Dvar Machirim? He says, Sichas HaYodim Bekalas Rosh. The words of the Magaravam and the Mishnah Berurah is Dover Gnai Vekalas Roish. Lightheadedness, a bold session, that's the Isser. Chochmo, politics, if you say politics is Chochmo, but things Ke'enze, we can argue that, but things Ke'enze, that is not Nichol Isser Sikhas Chulun. So it could be the reason why the Magaravam and Mishnah Berurah were down. If you learn in your Dairish Mavav, no one defines what the Isser Sikhas Chulun is. The way the Magaravam Mishnah is defining it is Dafka Schoik Vekalas Roish, which makes it an nafkamina of numerous things. Most of us are hopefully taking things out of Chochmo or Seichel to it. The Prima Gonim in Hilchos Shabbos and Simon Shenzayin, he points out, Zalocha on Shabbos also speak to Vechol. In fact, the Prima Gonim on Shabbos to Vechol is also, even though the week is also. So the Prima Gonim, Yeshach Halek, you're speaking during the week because you enjoy it. Or others enjoy it, and even though you don't enjoy it, for that, there'll be more during the week. But on Shabbos, the mice, that'll be also. Yesh lechal between the two levels over here. So even if you have an issa sichas chulin, but again, a chachma is mutter. So again, we have this possibility. By to bomb, first of all, maybe it's a smachto. Second, kriyashma can be a case of derais over here. Why did they get it always chayif v'kalas reish? So again, so the question is, where's the mechayev of limud Torah? Call me apostolic over here. Now, I'm going to get to speaking. Everyone knows the mission of this parak vav, mission of vav. Over there it says, mem ches dvarim, you're kind of Torah. One of them is miyat sicha, not to talk too much. The pashas we read the Mishnah is saying over, don't talk. Come along the Tiferes Solomon Mishnayis, or the Goyin, and the Chaim Knievsky in his Musa Sefer, and Orchis Yoshua brings down the Goyin, fakert, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. You should have miyat sicha. You should talk. It's healthy to talk a little bit, to, I guess, be in your surroundings, to be cut off totally and only be Ligon Lenin, that's not always healthy. You have to be a little bit part of schmoozing with who's around you, but not doing Seder. Of course, that's partial. It means when you're sitting here having lunch, breakfast, you know, you have a couple minutes here and there, you talk about, you know, whatever's going on, the politics, the COVID, whatever you want. Now, how much time? The Chassidishim Chaim Kanievsky says, you know, 10 minutes, maybe then should be Makbet. But each one on his own, what that means exactly what this man is. But that to be cut off fully, that's not. We're saying, you should have me at Sicha. So what is the Mechayiv? You can tell me what the Mechayiv is. B'gisa b'yom of Alayla. First of all, they point out the Pasuk in Yeshua, t'v'kabal lo yafinan. But even that Pasuk, p'am achas b'yom, once the morning, once at night. But the Gemara Menachos goes on further, b'shmo brings down, b'shmo b'anachmen brings down from Yonason, that Yeshua is getting a bracha, it's not a Mechayiv over there. So it's not that simple. I know Moses from bring down numerous Pesukim, Mechayivim, where the Chiv Elim Torah is coming from, Yesh Lod Naharbe, where exactly among the Rishonim Paiskim we follow, where's the Mechayiv coming from? There's a known Evan Ozel, this is Al Meltzer, in Hilchos Melachim Paragimel. He writes very clearly, he says, a chil between a Hedyet and a Melech. A Melech, he says, is Issa Bittel Torah. Mash Egin, a Hedyet, you want to have enjoyment for the world, one of a Tanugim, you want to relax, Shechiris, eating, no problem. Medina is Motor. A melech is also for a year to sit down and to mevatar b'lishum sibo. I'm going to sit down and not learn for no reason. Not even the iser. It's tam because you're enjoying the world. Says if this is Al Meltzer, that's no problem. Maharal Chodesh says I can't hang up that this is Al Meltzer on yeshiva doors. It's not that vreichim. Fine, but I spoke to him about this is Al Meltzer. He said yeah, that's what it is. A Moshe is a tshuva in Yodei Chelik Dalad Simlam Avov. Someone asked him about going to college, becoming a doctor. It's not a shiris. He has panosi, he has money, just for wealth, just for money, just for cover, just for taiva. Not mitzad, he needs panosa. Not that to panosa. Purely for a shiris. What is the mechayiv to go learn? Plain and simple. Moshe is a long shuva negate to this question. What exactly is a mechayiv for a person to go learn? Now, if you read the shuva slowly back and forth, he has like a double talk over here. He's not saying, let's read the Rambam, let's read the Mechaber. He points out, does it say anywhere the Chiv Korega Verega? Does it say anywhere there's any Isser? Is it only Hetu for Parnoso? Doesn't say that. Open up Mechaber, open up Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't say that. Read the Rambam, doesn't say that. Avadi says, learn Mechaber and Sivchot Gimel, the Chshivas HaTorah. You want to get the Kesher Shal Torah. Yizor B'kol HaLailas, every single night, not to pass one over with a case of Shino, Achilo, Shtiyo, Sicho, only the Chochmah of the Talmud Torah. As the chashiva is a Torah, you want the chashiva is a Torah. In case it's chayav zeh, avada. Moshe points out the mechayiv is no mechayiv. It's wrong, but it is a mamish. There isn't. To go after Ashiris, who wants to go do that? But to tell me there's an Isser? So he says, Avadar, you have a chiv to learn every single day. Ad Yemaisai, Shlush Talmudai. But to go after Yitanugim or Ashiris, chiv mamish leko. The chiv, but not a chiv mamish. There's a mechayiv, but not a mechayiv mamish over here. He says, not a baravayan. He does say, where's the mechayiv coming from? He also says, where's the mechayiv coming from? Well, Pasuk, where's the Makar? He says the Mechayiv is put upon Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have to have leaders, have to have G'daylim, have to have people in Sinlun Torah, have to have people in Paskin. Where is that? Avada that Tzibur needs it. Who is the Klal Yisrael put upon? He says, who does it mean he writes? The Talmid Yeshiva. Or you tell the Avreichim, don't tell the Balabatim. You have to have someone who understands Torah, appreciates Torah, has a Kshmak kind of Torah. And then put upon the tzibah of Talmud Yeshivas, the Maisa, that the Chiv to go learn Korega Varega. And then to go after the Taivis is also. But not Issa Mamish. Like a double talk over here. Avadar is like, example, you know, your father tells you, I want to go do this, but do whatever you want. You have parents like that to tell you, of course, I trust you, but this is what I want. So of course you're supposed to listen, but you can do whatever you want. Is it wrong not to listen? No, but it's wrong not to listen. So once you come down to Tshuva, Avadar, you have to learn. And it's Isser, not Isser Mamish. You're supposed to. This is the right thing to go do. But you're not really a baravayin over here if you don't do that. But that's the Yisrael of your Limna Torah. To mechayim yourself, says Moshe, you can't say there's a chiyav mamish. What pasuk? Where's Makar? Where's the Indian? Where are you getting it from over here? But again, you have to realize, every hour, it's millions and millions and millions of minutes, $7 million. Who would give that up? So Moshe, person learns. Can you machshiv Torah? Whether the mechayiv, not a mechayiv. Can you eat? Can you sleep? Parnoso. Get to the next shlav over here. So first, to get to eating, Avado says it's a mitzvah to eat, because it's a means to an end. It's a mitzvah to eat. Now that, let's say, you want tanugim, you want a piece of cake. I'm going to hold yourself back from eating a piece of cake. Says Mishil Hasharm, says a person who holds himself back, and he always, like, I should have had a piece of cake, it's in your mind. Forget, you have to also leave the answer din. Because sometimes you hold yourself back from Tanugim and you remember it, it stirs you from learning. Enjoy the cake and go learn. Forget, it helps you learn. It gives you sphere, you enjoy it, and go learn. But if you hold yourself back from Tanugim, that's wrong. If that is going to free you from learning, avada, enjoy it. Certain times you have to have your kashmirs, each one onto the own, maybe in the oven, to help you learn over here. So avada, achilo, sleeping. How much do you sleep every night? So a person puts himself 4 or 6 hours a night. We'll sleep more. The Rambam says 8 hours. The Taz in Evan Ezra Simcha Chofei. The Taz says a person sometimes can sleep 4 or 6 hours a night. He comes to Seder, he's sitting and learning, but there's no geshmak, brand. He's a little bit tired, a little bit shvach over here. Doesn't have too much energy over here. The person can sleep 8 hours a night. Comes to Seder, Rizkan Deraisa. He's yelling and screaming, leaving the Torah. His mom is cocking over there. What's the better? Says the Taz. The words of it is clear. Schar shovo. Schar shovo. To have a bren, to have koich to learn, schar shovo. The Yisrael Reish Chaim Zonnenfeld, I had the Meister the Goin, he says, schar shovo. If a church wouldn't go do, economics is better still to learn 4 or 6 hours, to sleep 4 or 6 hours. That might say, I'm only going to get out of it. But sometimes, to come to Seder and feel shrach, not have the bren, the geschmackite, schar shovo. So we have an Indian of Achilo, in the Shaina, what about Parnoso? That leads to the third Sugya, our Sugya Gemara, Brochas Daflam and Hema Beis. Come on, the Gemara over there, and it brings down, there were apostolic, Leomus, Seva Torah Zemi Picho. You might think Dvorim Kiksovim. Every second, therefore being an apostolic, you're saying, Kriyashma, Vasatri Ganecho, you have a din of Minig Derech Eretz. Says it was Shmol Derech Eretz. Come on, Mishuman Yechoi, a person does Derech Eretz, Chorish Besas Chorisho, Yisroya b'shas Zriya, is Kritzer b'shas Ktsiro, b'dos b'shas Disha, v'zroya b'shas Aruach. Torah matay aleh. What's going to be with the Torah? Where's going to be your Gishmakai to leave that Torah over here? Where's going to be your Nitzchias? Where's your Torah? The Gemara ends up quoting Abaya, v'har b'did like a b'shmol, Torah imder cheretz, also b'yodoy. And certain people do like a b'shim ben Yechoy, the Rashbi, Therefore, Lacha Maisa, what to go do? It says in Mechaber and Siman Kuf and Vav that we do like a Bishmol, that we do Torah im Derech Eretz. That's not why you. That's Mechaber says we do Torah im Derech Eretz. And the person does not do that. Says in Mechaber, Seifa Batelo Gereres Avoin. That's the thing that you're supposed to Torah im Derech Eretz. Now, first, Mitzvah Halacha Torah im Derech Eretz is a Bialocha Via points out that when it means that Haba Osu Biyodoi Harber did like a Ashpiv Osu Biyodoi. That means that the Moin Am should not do it that way. However, Yechidim, Avada should do it that way. Yechidim, yes. Because why from Shevet Levi? How much is Yechidim? So if you realize Shevet Levi, L'chur is 1 out of 12 in Klal Yisrael. L'chur, 1 out of 12 in Klal Yisrael is definitely get of Yechidim. I'm told the numbers today is Halavai should be 1 out of 12 people in Klal Yisrael listening and learning Torah in the Kerel. But he said the Chavetz Chaim, further, Pratia, people will support you. There are yeshivas, others that help you out. So Avada, you should be nichli get of the Rashbi. I mean, Be'etzem, Yechidim, one of 12 Cholopachas, which again are the Bnei Yeshiva, we should do like the Rashbi. We should what? Torah Mateyaleh. We should learn Torah all the time. For the Moinam, not that way. But for the Yechidim, yes. Now, the Rishonim point out, you have to realize that the Stiris, Sugyas, our Sugyas, the Aflamahim, and Beis, and the names, verse the Gemara Menachas, that Tzadik Tetesu Beis. By us, Kamlung Mishim Ben Yechai, he says, for a person to go do parnosa, Torah matahilel. Sounds like Shimon Yechai is saying you have to learn Torah constantly, every second, every moment. Who's the one in Menachos that says you become Krishma shachutz for arvis? Shimon Yechai. He's saying once in the morning, once at night. In fact, we shine him twice a rosh, twice a biachos of the beos in the sugyo, and numerous paliskim. Steers Rashbi, how do you go answer this question? Is it once in the morning, once at night? Who is it? Torah matahilel. So come on, Toysi Rosh, Toysi Biachosa, they want to answer. The Nevada, the Mekayim Mitzvah once in the morning, once at night. But Toy Mateyaleh. Echadam, Mekayim once in the morning, once at night. But where's your Torah? And then they, no Mekayim will be, but what's going to be with the Torah? It's just Balabatish, what's going to be with the Torah? Chavetz Chaim, Lekutei Elochus, and the Chidah before, and they want to answer. No, the discussing specifically the Pasuk, Yom HaShevet Toysi Zem Mipicho. On that pasuk, what if he have kri koy because we have a lailo of other pasuk of matvois benechem shnantim uvenecho. They point out who's against Chavetz Chaim. Tosfos Rosh, Tosfos Biachosin. They're saying not that way. They're saying no. You mekayim lima torah mamish once in the morning, once at night over here. They also point out the series of Rishmol over here. Rishmol by us is saying, what's the halacha? That person paros yebehet v'sat to digenecho. Who's the one who is his uncle? Rishmol, when to go learn Torah? When to go learn Chokhm Zivonis? L'yoyim v'loy laylo. You have to chiflun every second of the year. V'ak t'chidah, and numus achoyin, m'chor it's a steer, it's Rishmol also. Numus answers, the simple answer is, avad you have to learn every second, but there's a special heter, says the chidah, parnosa. Special heter. Avad you have to learn v'ikoy choy, but parnosa, ma'isa overrides that. But sata g'nach, you have a heter for it. Now, once we have a het of a parnosa, or even more than that, the goyin in pay when he says it over, it's not only a het of parnosa, it's a mitzvah to do parnosa. And you do take the letters of the Birkas Shmuel and Kedushin, of the Chonav Vassman, the Kerem Mitzvahs, the people ist by going to college. And they write back and they quote the goyin and say, parnosa is a mitzvah. There are other problems of college, whether the Sviva that you're in, the Kfira they teach, and the Noshim, the Tznius, other Inyonim. But as parnosa, there's a mitzvah they quote the goyin. The mitzvah panoso. What is the getter of the heter or the mitzvah panoso of Derech Eretz, Torah Derech Eretz? So, sounds like in the Goyin and the Graz, the Ker the words of the Mishnah Berurah is anything that's a hechruch, yet need, that's nichon the getter of a heter panoso. Whatever is your hechruch? That doesn't mean a hechruch over here. Pashas, and the Graz speaks out very clearly, means anything that's daimach sayo, anything that's your necessity. Anything the person can receive my support, that's nichon to get a parnosa. Now that means obviously it depends upon society, upon the world. Today, you can argue the point and say, they advertise in Arnof, air conditioning is not a luxury, it's a necessity. I remember when I was a bach in Yeshiva Smir, they had no air conditioning. And it was mamish, could be schmaltzing, mamish during the 9 days. So learn, that's what happens. 2 days ago, I think second Seder, the air conditioner over here broke. 2 days ago. You felt it, some of you have to leave early, it's very stuffy over here. in society of the world, today in this summer, the air conditioning breaks, you almost half the base benches is gone. I've seen with my own eyes how the world in 20 years changed, and air conditioning being a luxury to necessity. Most people, the older generation, my father thinks it freezes over here, everyone knows that. But otherwise, things are daimak sarua, and whatever your hechuk is, each one onto his own, is nechon negeder or parnalsa. That you have a head to form. And the Chofetz Chaim wants to help you out and understand what the giver of a hechuk is, because everyone can have the meanness, what exactly they need, and how much they have to spend, the wife, the kids. So he says very simple, don't look upon yourself. How much would you support another person? What's his hechuk? How much does he need? How much would you give him inside his daimak sarua? Then usually people have a different havana what the definition of hechuk is. But you see how much what his hechuk is, that's what you can spend upon yourself. Meaning his hechuk, meaning not for Gira's hechuk, meaning someone in the same matzv as you, same sviva as you, same society as you, whatever, his hechuk, that's the etapan also. My son Boishan Shuvo, and Chelik Dal Sim Lam Avov, it seems to say not the way. He says the chiv, the het of parnosa is everything, even Ashiris. Once there's no gvul, there's no set amount, but Safti Gnecha tells you for everything. So since the machlikes among the poiskim is the het of parnosa, daft mitzad sugi v'hechuch, chavetz chayim l'chul ishtosri like the goin over here, and anything above that is chiv korega v'rega, v'i koichoi. Or no, how numerous poiskim say this pashas of the machabri, the pashas of the Mechaber is that a person has a kvi itim once a morning, once a night. Anything more than that, you have a head inside the sugya of panosa, even inside the sugya of ashiris. Chodosh, I write this, is that it seems to me the oil is more knowing, like the second malach, is that the shivas give a lot of cover to ashirim. If they had no head for it, chodosh, people are working a lot more than they really need to. And it sounds like the anhog is that the ikim mechayv is once a morning, once a night. Avada the Hashem don't have the keshul pharaoh. They don't have the chshivas, and they're missing out. We're better and harder than them. That seems to be the anhog. Now, mitzvah the sugya panoso, one of the interesting tainas that people like saying is you have mechayv to go work. Everyone has a ksuba over here, but the eflach. You signed over that you can go work over here. So this technical aspect, what does it mean the ksuba of the eflach, I'll go work? Does it mean you have to go work? That's how you state, right? That's a ksuba. So Tosafot ksuba is the sama gimel om an aleph, because the machlekes rishonim what pshat in the ksuba, Rabbein Elio versus Rabbein Tam. Rabbein Elio says the person, might say he has to go work, he has to hire himself out to get a parnosa to support his family over here. Rabbein Tam says it means, well, if you have a field, you have to work it. If you have no field, fine, you don't have to work it. It means when you have a field, if anyone wants to have fields, so next year you'll be off with Shemitah. But the Mechayv of any Eflach means that I have a field. Hire yourself out, send your man top. That's not what it means. Just tie to the Niksubo. How to Paskin? The Amor of Ebn Ezra, Simon Ayin, he brings down Yesh Oimrim, like Ben Elio, they have to hire yourself out to get a Parnoso. The Taz says, that's Das Kolob Besenu. We Paskin, you have to go work. The Goyin over there said, no, we Paskin, we Paskin like Ben Tam. You have a field, you have to go. A field, you have to work the field, otherwise, the Eflach Nami, you have to go work. Learn Torah, do other things. So, Machlekes, a Paiskim, and Machlekes Shainu, Ben Yo, Ben Tam, what exactly we're saying? Yosef Engel, he has a tshuva printed in the back of Sefer Chazon Nochem, Chelek Beis. He wants to tie in the whole Machlekes is a Dafka person who's not learning Torah. But Ben Torah is learning Torah, it's not tying. Even a Ben Yo, a group to a Ben Tam, is no chiv to go work. Can tell you what's a taina? The whole machleik is dafko, the technical aspect of the word. Do you learn Torah? You are working. You're doing nitzchias for your family. You ask your family, listen, I give you some money now. Okay, you have billions and billions for nitzchias. You're working. You're sweating. You're hurving. With air conditioning, without air conditioning, you're hurving away. Maybe that's nichon to get a coin to everybody. I'm working for my mishpacha. For those who want taina, the sheet is a Rambam. Is that a person to still learn and get money for single learning? It's incorrect thing to go do. Mishnah Ovis, gain schar for learning. So, first of all, Allah and Rishon Bavavi passing in the body to get money for single learning. And the Moshe, from the Shach, he says, anyone who says that is Atsis Yitzahara. Yitzahara is speaking over here. Because everyone knows a person who do Torah in Derech Eretz, he learns less, he doesn't get the Keshul Torah, he doesn't have as much schar as he can. He says, anyone says he can do that, he's a Balgaivo. can't. You know, it's not going to happen. You think you can do term derech eretz and be mamash the same gadol? That's a bal gaiva. And then who's saying this is Yitzhahara speaking to you. The vada person still learn all the time. Fine. So the first chelik until now we're discussing what is the mechayv alim atayro. Again, la locha, technically we have two sides over here. You have to know what pasuk is coming to mechayv you over here. But it doesn't make much of a difference practically. Because everyone in this room will call a pasuk, everyone's here right now, machshav Torah, everyone understands, in case of chayza. Make it a little more practical, is until now we're discussing the bil Torah inside the sugya of the kamas. What about inside the sugya of the echos? What to go learn first? What is the kadima over here? Should you learn Nosh Mezikim of a Kama Ksubis? Or no, learn Halacha. Bracha Shabbos is Sibahetar, Nida. What's more important? What is a Kadima over here? What goes first? So we have again the Mishnah Peyo, was brought down Halacha, Talmud Torah Kneged Kulam. Why is Talmud Torah Kneged Kulam? Says the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and in Yad, Halacha Talmud Torah, because Torah Mevli Dei Maiso. Kneged Kulam, because Torah Mevli Dei Maiso. Brought down by the Torah, and the Rishonim and the Paiskim, Torah Mevli Dei Maiso. Therefore, says the Shach calling a Drisha, says the Chai Odom, the Halacha is, and that person has a choice what to go learn, Halacha goes first. We want Torah Mevli Dei Maiso. The way how the grass says over the Hilchas Talmud Torah is for Parakim, says over Parak Beis and in Parak Dalet. So the Vada person who learns, his words are Kodesh Medaris. What's Kodesh Medaris? It's more than all other mitzvahs, but it's not Kneged Kulam. Because it's not Mevli Dei Maiso. You want something that's Mevli Dei Maiso? It's only Torah Mevli Dei Maiso. Nothing against Frisk or anything else. But Maiso, he writes, Kodesh Medaris is not Kneged Kulam. Because it's not Torah Mevli Dei Maiso. You want Kneged Kulam? It's only Davka Torah Mevli Dei Maiso. The Graz. The Mishnah Brua is Akdoma to the Mishnah Brua. He writes Mamash Ka'inza. He writes, Kodesh Medaris is very important. And the Vado, the Indian is what's Godel, but all of the mitzvahs is Kodesh Medaris. However, the Ikkelim Natoru, says the Chavetz Chaim, is Halocha. That's the Ikkel thing over here. And it quotes the Shach and the Pish and others. What? No, I don't think so, no. No, he didn't say that. He did not say Kodesh Medaris. He doesn't say that. He says, Vei Chodesh Kodesh Medaris. What goes first? Halocha goes first. And in Halocha goes up further. What goes first in Halocha? Thing is more negay, it says Arachaim goes before other things. That means Shabbos, Brachas, these things go before other things, neither Issa v'Heter. That means he makes two statements over there. Number one, Halacha is first, and even Halacha, whatever is more negay, that goes first over here. There's no letter by the Stipler that he discusses that a person should first learn Mayid, learn Brachas. And he says that people will tell you that's not so. There used to be a Rambam in the Yeshiva, Rav Nissen Kaplan, where every year he'll give a shmuz how the Iker Limud HaTorah is to learn Basmodo, Amelis, and not Lalocha. The Bamatzia, the Bamakamo, the Sigyas, that's the Iker Limud HaTorah. That's the main point over here. So the Stipler writes in and says that Al Yeshkiach Klal. Don't listen to them. I went over to Rav Nissen, I told him. It's against all the Makaris, against the Rishonim, against the Paiskim. So Tom obviously is saying outside Rosh Shah. You want the Bachman to think the second class, you know. What are you doing over here? He said, No. This is Halacha. That Avada, the Ik is Limud HaTorah, is spending the rest of your life of us sweating away a male satire over here. He says, you know, you're wrong. He said, No. I have a Kabbalah from my Seinu. My Rebbeim told me this. So, who's your Rebbeim? I don't know, but I have a Kabbalah. Fine. So the Stipler, Al Yeshkiach Klal. Don't listen to these people over here. I said, So what's going on over here? Why is Yeshiva learning Lashon Mezikim? Why are they doing Baba Kama, doing Baba Metzia? Why are they doing this for? So the Stipler himself writes, he's very clear, he says, why are they doing this for? He writes Lashon Mezikim, because before you learn Halacha, you have to develop your mind and understand how to learn Halacha. And he writes, he says, you spend 5 years after high school in Beis Medrash, of learning Torah, not 5 years just being here, but 5 years of learning. Some people might be more years to get to the 5 years, 5 years, 10 years, of studying and learning Torah, developing mind to learn how to understand things over here. You see people who jump straight to Halacha, they destroy Halacha. If you develop your mind and understand things, then very really to get an exact case in Shulchan Aruch, you have to maybe dove me down to over. You have to build things out what it says in the page. How do you develop your mind? Lashon Nezikim. That's what develops you. After that, he says, then Chiv Alov says, type of Chiv put upon yourself to then learn things that more Negeya. First Brachas, then Mayid, then Chulim, then Nido. The disciple says, of course we learn Lashon Nezikim. But then you have to switch over and go to the next level, the higher Dargo. Toiv Mele De Maiso. Tam Toiv Kineged Kulom. That's Tam Toiv is a wonderful thing. Not just a Melech, but Mele De Maiso over here. Ramesh Shuvah says the same thing. Kashim Taris is a wonderful thing. But the Chiva Kedim, the first thing you'll learn, is a Lachal. Once you know how to learn, you learn a Lachal over here. You could ask, so, Lamaisa, why is the Lachal words in Shiva Smir not as much as the notion of Zikim? The Yeshiva Masechtas, it seems to be that the Moin Amma seems to be doing, focusing on. You can ask why the world pushing Daf Yomi. Well, my son push halacha yomi. So lechura, Betzim is a similar idea. I can say different answers for each one. But Betzim, you're right. A person who can switch over from lomdis to halacha, which is a different style. But we're learning lomdis, same thing, gishmak, over and over. Halacha is more ideas, a little bit more drier, a little bit harder. So the question always is, let's say a person cannot switch over. He cannot get the harder dargo. He can still learn lashon zikim for 10 hours a day, or push himself a couple of hours a day to learn halacha. Start clearing. Maybe it's more important to learn the lomdus. Otherwise, the halacha will get burnt out, he doesn't stand, he can't get to it. And a lot of people, they spent years learning lomdus, 5, 10 years, 30 years old, switch is very hard for them to go do. Rechadam, if you can, that's avada, that's a chir, a kaitim. Drisha, shach, chayodim, graz, mishvura, all of our besenu. And then once it's otherwise, alish giyachlal. Daf Yomi, you can ask, where's Halacha Yomi? So there, one thing on Moshe Tshuva, he says over, first of all, the Chiv Limit Kol HaTorah. Everyone does have a Chiv Limit Kol HaTorah. So at least once in your life, you have to go through Shas. I mean, learning Halacha takes like a long, long time. Come to the end of your life, where's the Shas over here? Therefore, Moshe writes, it used to be in society, everyone learned with Kfir Itim, half hour a day, an hour a day, they went through Shas. To together, do Chazar upon it. And therefore, mitzad the chiv of being kvei itim, the mekayim that they do daf yomi. It says a wonderful thing. That's aleph. Second is, some odd reason the world, when you tell them to learn daf yomi, the seem every 7.5 years, a math for chias over here, they get to do a loch yomi. Very few people show up. And you have a choice: either daf yomi or nothing. If it's daf yomi or loch, you're right. A loch goes first. But if daf yomi or nothing, then it's daf yomi. Not, we're not knocking daf yomi. It's terrific, wonderful, amazing, stupendous. But you have short daf yomi or not learning, or coming here and there for halacha, of course, we push daf yomi as much as you can. Because that's worth nothing is daf yomi. The newest chaburas, even about batim, with the push halacha yomi, if you can't do a kol kavod, that's even better. That's the correct thing. Tell you maybe they might so. But if you can't, fine. If you can't, daf yomi. So obviously, as the Sikkum Svarim are wonderful and they help you out in the stern stage, but on numerous things more, when you learn Halacha, you learn Aruch HaShabbos, you see there's a whole different world how to apply Shabbos practically. We learn Nito, and everyone is a Chassid, they all learn the Sefer Nito. Now, the past year, you learn Nito. Is it a whole different world? Whether it's talking about Chokas that happened in half a month, or other Nyan Mavir, it's just the reality and where you apply it practically is just very different. You just know much more. The Yaris Dvash, to Mishmur and Halacha Shabbos says, don't learn a halacha of Shabbos, vaday be machshel on Shabbos. Now, of course, that's you learn, the Likud Shvam will tell you one darga. The more you learn, the more maybe they might so. Try maybe they might so more and more and more. To Messiah, there's a Beis Levi on Pasha Shemois. He writes over there on the Pasuk, V'yar lekim es b'nei Yisrael, v'yedo lekim. What's the yedo lekim Hashem knew? So the Medrash over there says, there's a kitchig from the Sar of Mitzrayim, that halalo oivid avodah zarah, v'halalo oivid avodah zarah. So why are you taking out Klal Yisrael for? So, his answer back is Klal Yisrael, they're b'mokim oinis, v'yedo lekim. What's v'yedo? The only time you can say oinis is if you have not done it otherwise. For example, let's say a person was eating a cheeseburger. Mama's trafe. The person comes over, puts a gun to your head, says, you have to eat it. Oh, I'm an oinus, gewaldig, now he eats it. Can you say he's an oinus? He's going to go do it otherwise. He just now, he hasn't gone to his head. Says the Pasuk, Yedel Akim, says the Beis Halevi, to say an oinus is, you have to know, is the oinus causing you to go do it? Will you have done it otherwise? And if you won't have had to have oinus, they have examples of the Beis Halevi. A person, a doctor is a chiloni. He's Mechal Shabbos. Come to Koch Nefesh on Shabbos. He's mamas saving a person's life. He will have Mechal Shabbos anyway. So the Beis Halevi, he is Mechal Shabbos. He's a chiv on Shabbos to help the person. Mechai behem, Mechal Shabbos, every single person. Shem Torah Mitzvah is a mitzvah. For him, he's a Mechal Shabbos. He would have done otherwise. Therefore, Lalocha, Shlomo Zalman brought down Shemir Shabbos, L'chosa, he discusses, you have chosen Shabbos to get a frum doctor, a Friday doctor. You might think, let's think about it. The Friday doctor, he's smoking, he's going to the beach, he's doing his serum. Let me save him and be oisik him koch nefesh. The frum doctor, he's singing about the Shabbos meal, with the singing his mirror, singing Devei Torah. Take him away from his meal. Well, taking away the frum yid from the meal, he's oisik koch nefesh. And the chiloni, he's mechel Shabbos. Get a frum doctor over a Friday doctor. Now, there are other reasons also why I get a frum doctor. If you want the national client, Shuvah has 7 other reasons why. But one reason says the Shemir Shabbos, quoting this Beis Halevi, that a Friday doctor could have done it otherwise, is Mechal Shabbos over here. Ke'ein zeh says the Chavetz Chaim, and Shem Oilam, and Parakei, and Chelek Aleph, negate the sugya of Limud HaTorah. He said the person, he has a right to eat, he has a right to sleep, he has a right for Parnaso, he has all these things he has a right to go do. And when he has free time, he learns Torah. I, the mice, eating and sleeping, he says for that, if you have free time to learn Torah, it shows what's important, I'm an oinus, what do you want from me? So when you eat and when you sleep, you get schar for the eating, you get schar for the sleeping, schar for the parnaso. But let's say a person has free time, he doesn't learn Torah. Can't say I'm an oinus. A free time, chill, he relaxes, takes a break, doesn't learn Torah. No reason not to. On that side of Chavetz Chaim, when he eats, he'll be tevea, why didn't he learn? When he slept, he'll be tevea, why didn't he learn? When he did parnaso, he'll be tevea, why did not learn? I'm an oinus. What do you want, that parnaso? You're an oinus. Well, let's go look. We need a free time. What you did? Do you learn Torah? You have a good heter. And not only that, you have a good heter. You get schar for the eating and drinking and sleeping. We did not learn Torah. You're being punished for it. You can say I'm an oinus. So we have this idea of limud Torah. It's very choshev, but it's chayes also. In case it's chayes there, you have to be machshavit. Skodol matzos nefoshes over here. When a person will call upon himself the Ol Torah, the Zeich like the mission of it says in Parak Gimel, to remove from him the Ol Malchus for all their inheritance. Slavo.